first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Orlando Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Orlando Forbes. OrlandoForbes.com is her website. Hi, Orlando.
Hi, Randy.
One of the news stories that we saw this week had to do with Air Canada and a new app that tracks your luggage, which I think is really cool. I actually talked to an Air Canada rep about it this past week, and they're excited about it too. So tell us more.
Yeah, it's good progress. At the beginning of the month, Air Canada did announce a new feature on its mobile app that will enable customers traveling within Canada to track the process of their baggage and mobility aid in real time as it moves with them throughout the journey. Now, it's designed to give customers real-time information, greater certainty about the movement of their belongings during their trip, and heightened convenience, because as we go into the busy season of holiday travel, that could occur that your luggage might go astray. But now you can do it based on the same tag scanning information that the Air Canada employees use at each stage to handle these items at key points from checking throughout the handling process on to the aircraft and through connections and arrival. So it's very good, and they're hoping to extend this feature into the U.S. next year and over time select international destinations.
So I thought that was good. Yeah, me too. I think it's a great idea. For now, it's just domestic flights. But as you mentioned, they'll expand it into the U.S. and then over time, international flights. If you're not flying Air Canada, though, there's other ways of keeping track of your baggage. And I guess the proof is in the pudding. We'll see how well it works and as people get to use it. But I'm sure they'll fix all the bugs. And I think it's going to be a really cool thing.
Yes. So one of the other tracking devices that you can purchase is the AirTag, and it's good for everyday use. And I bought this for Christmas presents last year. So if you're looking for a Christmas idea, this is a good choice. So what people like about it is that the device is about the size and the weight of a quarter, and it makes it easy to use to track all types of items. There's some issues with location accuracy and false notifications of baggage being left behind. And I've encountered that, but it works itself out. And you do pretty well know where the bag is. And you don't need a prescription like other luggage trackers do. It pairs with any iPhone or tablet in just seconds via the Find My app. And while the item can only be connected to one Apple ID, this feature allows other family members to track using a second device.
Okay, any other ones that people can look at?
Eufy Smart Track Link. Now, it pairs seamlessly with an iPhone and costs much less than AirTags. What to consider is that the locator sound on the device could be louder. But I guess you could always put it on vibrate too, right? Mm-hmm. Now, it's gaining popularity among travelers because it provides many of the same features as the Apple AirTag for a slightly lower cost. And it works seamlessly with Find My app on any iPhone. And you just have to add the Smart Track link to the Items tab, and you'll be able to find it anywhere in the world using Apple Network of devices. And it has free left-behind alerts to ensure that you know the moment your bags are no longer where they're supposed to be.
How does it know mm-hmm. where it's supposed to be, though?
Well, I guess it just there's a signal. It's technology, Randy, that we don't know. But, yeah, so I would imagine it just pairs with it. And there's something inside that just, you know, tells your smart device where your luggage is or is not.
Hmm. Well, it makes you feel sorry for people that don't have smartphones because they don't get to use these devices.
Yeah.
Any others?
One more. This one is Tile Pro, and this has got the best subscription use. So you can track using this device for free, but the paid subscription offers worthwhile features for other travelers. So the device requires the Tile app, and it's not very intuitive to navigate for setup. So the Tile is comparable with both Android and iOS devices and integrates with Amazon Alexa, Hey Google, and Siri. So it tracks the whereabouts of your luggage in real time and displaying its most recent location on a map. You can easily attach it to a keychain or luggage tag because it has a small hole at the top, and
Okay.
it allows you to add contact information to the towel via the app, making it easy for anyone to find you if they come across your luggage. So all they have to do is scan a QR code on the lost tile. That's good. I thought that was interesting.
Interesting. So if I say, "Hey Alexa, where's my luggage?" Alexa will come back and say, "It's wherever." Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I think that's pretty
Cool.
neat.
I like
Yeah.
yeah.
So there are a few more out there, but these ones are the best overall in, for an example, for Effie, Smart Track Link, as well as for best everyday use for Apple AirTag. But yeah, it's something new on the horizon that more and more focuses on it. So yeah, Google it, because it's amazing what you can find out and how it works.
Well, use technology wherever you can, and the simpler the better is what I always think. So, and we do have some of the Apple AirTags, and they're pretty cool.
Yes.
So, yeah, good for Air Canada for starting it off with their own sort of tracking system, and I'm sure other airlines will follow suit because they usually do.
Yes, yeah, there. It's good that I'm sure that's in the works or in progress, but Air Canada was first onto the market, so to speak.
Always great tips, always great advice. You can follow Onanta Forbes on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Always a pleasure, Onanta.
Take care. Have a good week.